The bosses at Last Chance had always maintained cordial relations with staffers from Wasteland Communication. Until our reporters started sniffing around. I knew we were onto something big when they turned my people away. I sent two staffers to the casino on Friday night, seeking more details on the Weekend Edition's front page story. I expected them half to come back empty-handed, in which case our front page story was going to be about some drunk Russian spoiling a high society wine bacchanal. But when my cub reporter came back with a black eye, courtesy of the casino's door goons, I threw caution to the wind. Now, there are a lot of reasons to bite the hand that feeds you. None of them are smart. In my case, I was hot with pride, retribution, indignation, and a touch too much to drink. I disguised myself as best I could and changed into one of my vault suits. The city was flooded with refugees for the annual gathering of the tribes, and I felt anonymous enough in the crowd. I slipped into the casino without delay and made straight for the tables. Our target was dealing at a blackjack table crowded with players. I had a couple of questions for him. Was he acting alone? Was he part of a grander plot? I had to know, and I figured there's no harm in asking. That's where I was, well, wrong. I felt sure of myself, too sure. I tried to shoulder my way past a couple of tourists, but I got nowhere. The crowd was set thick, and I had to wait until the room thinned out. As I stood there seething about my cub reporter, about the election, about the whole angry, twisted state of affairs, a server happened by with a tray of drinks. I took one. I threw it back in a single motion. I felt the warmth of it in my stomach. I felt my head grow a little cooler. And then a spot opened up at the table. The dealer regarded me warmly with his usual bright-eyed smile, and I was sure he didn't recognize me. I was wrong. I knew what he had done. Everyone did. All I wanted to know was why. Why so brazen? Why were my people getting assaulted for just asking the obvious questions? But in the quest for answers, I often forget that there are questions better left unasked. I placed the minimum bet. The dealer dealt me in. And there was a joker staring up at me. The room started spinning as I stared back at my hand. I heard the dealer laugh. And then the world went black.